is RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
We know the NBL is going from strength to strength. It has been for the last 5 years or so. And yesterday, the news got even better with a record broadcast deal announced by Larry Kesselman and co. And Jeremy Lolliger is a big part of that, the CEO, the commish of the NBL, who joins us to tell us more about it. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning, gang. Thanks for having me. It's great to be with you on such an auspicious occasion, as you say, the best media deal ever in the history of the NBL.
It's quite remarkable what's happened to this competition. We are full of admiration for what everyone has done in the back office to get this to a point where it can now get a deal like this. When you started, Jeremy, can I go back a little bit? When you took it over a couple of years ago, did you think that this was a possibility at the time, or you know, was it a far-fetched hope rather than a part of reality?
Yeah, it was certainly what we were aspiring towards, but it seemed like a bit of a pipe dream at the time, particularly maybe this is what we were aspiring towards when we first took it over. And then once we had our feet under the desk for a little while, we realised, wow, this is perhaps harder than we thought. This is going to take a little bit of elbow grease. And it's certainly been a lot of work between now and then. But yesterday was certainly a watershed moment in terms of fulfilling the beginning of our aspirations. But don't worry, we're never short of some ambition and new ideas, and we're not going to rest on our laurels now, I can tell you that.
So tell us about it. 3-year deal with ESPN, who are, as we know, a global giant in the coverage of sport. Every game, 140 Hungry Jack's NBL regular season games plus finals, all covered. And then an association with Foxtel, KO and News Corp as well. So it's not just broadcast, but print as well.
Yeah, I think the magic in this deal is that it's more than a broadcast deal. It's a true media partnership. And
yep.
As you just referred to, you've got the might of ESPN, the undisputed home of basketball in Australia, will be alongside the NBA, the WNBA, the NCAA, backed by the Disney Group, of course. But then the Foxtel Group and KO, the fastest-growing sports streaming platform in the country. And then, very, very importantly, the commitment from News Corp, all of that editorial coverage that comes along with the heft of having so many mastheads, so many websites. I think it'll give fans unprecedented access to the game, not just in terms of the live broadcast, but in terms of all of that shoulder content, the storytelling that fans really crave. That's what they'll be getting in abundance now.
And that's really exciting. I love all that part of it, not just what's happening on court, but what's happening off. Jeremy, tell us about how this is framed as an NBL deal. How does that impact and influence the WNBL, as you said, grassroots? Is this something that's going to impact at a greater level, or is this really just something that's going to be used at that top end?
Look, it's an NBL deal, as you said, but it is certainly going to have an influence on community and grassroots basketball in the sense that NBL One is also a beneficiary of this deal. So every NBL One game will be streamed live across our platforms, but importantly, 10 NBL One games a week are going to be shown on KO as well. So there's a huge amount of NBL One basketball being played across the country now, and this is the first time that level of basketball will be shown on a nationally recognised platform. So it's a huge win across the board. WNBL, of course, is independent. It sits with Basketball Australia, but we're certainly hoping that we'll see every game of WNBL back on TV this year.
Jeremy, you've educated us, I think, over the last couple of years just about the media rights when it comes to the NBL and how many people watch it. And it's not just about the ratings that you get each weekend. It's about your streaming numbers and all these sorts of things. So I'm interested in that, and also the overseas appeal through, you know, the way that these things will be broadcast now, particularly through that link with ESPN.
Yeah, so the ESPN component, ESPN Australia and New Zealand, is distinct from ESPN in the US. So this doesn't mean that it's going to be on TVs in every home in the US, but we certainly have carved out rights for continuing broadcast into various parts of the world. Those are starting to be picked up already at the moment. We've got some great traction overseas, really buoyed by the likes of LaMelo Ball and Didi Luzada over the last couple of years, coming obviously from international markets and going on to play in the NBA. But the Next Stars program continues to go from strength to strength. We've got a young fellow by the name of Ousmane Dieng, a French star, joining the New Zealand Breakers this year. So again, a new market from which we've never had a Next Star player before. And if you watch this space, there'll be another few signings, I suspect, over the course of the next few days. Again, players from new markets where we've never really had much access. And then Kai Soto, the young seven-footer from the Philippines, signing with the Adelaide 36ers. The Philippines are basketball mad. They're the third biggest basketball economy in the world.
Oh, wow.
And when we announced Kai's signing, we actually had more media, social media engagement than when we announced LaMelo Ball. That's how big a deal it is that Kai Soto is coming to the NBL.
Well, excellent news just through. A minute ago, Melbourne United told me on the Twitterverse that they are pleased to announce the signing of German NBA prospect Ariel Hokporti for the 2021-22 season via the NBL's Next Star program. Seven-footer from Germany. So that's another one, Jeremy, that's it's coming to town.
Wasn't sure if that had broken just yet, but absolutely. So Ariel, we've been working on for quite some time now. He's a prodigious talent, an incredible athlete. As you read, Ben, he's a seven-footer. He's built like a hardened professional, and I think he's going to contribute enormously to that Melbourne United side before making his way to the NBA.
Oh, he looks like a beast in this photo. He's going to be good fun to watch. And on top of all this, there's still a free-to-air component still to be announced, so it just gets better. There's always more good news around the corner with the NBL, Jeremy.
Yeah, watch this space. So there is a free-to-air component already as part of this deal, which is the fact that two games will be shown on KO Freebies each week in front of the paywall. So you don't need to pay, you just need an account. But those same two games will also be broadcast with a free-to-air TV partner, and that will hopefully be announced in the not-too-distant future.
Well, it's super exciting for basketball in Australia, but certainly the NBL with what you've been able to achieve, you and the team, in the last 5 years or so, Jeremy. Well done on the deal. It is
Thank
unbelievable,
so
and we'll look forward to chatting to you soon.
Good on you guys.